Hello, it's Neil and Debbie here.
Yeah.
Across the UK.
This is
the UK's
LGBTQ plus station.
Follow my simple instructions. Jax Jones, instruction on Gaydio. Hello, this is Neil and Debbie here.
Let's give you a very clear instruction. Listen for the next 3 hours. End.
Quite firm.
Was that quite... Yeah, well, I'm quite firm, Neil, because... Sorry, I regret saying that now. I am quite firm because today we've not got one, we've got two divas on the show.
Lovely.
Just gird your loins, everyone, because it's going to be great, but it's going to be fierce. Fierce. And also, lots of other things. We've got to talk about Alan Turing this week.
Oh, right.
I've unearthed something that will make your heart probably crack in two, and you'll need some glue to put it back together again.
Oh, totes a mash.
I'm going to tell you why. It's all to do with the fact that, gay conversion therapy was left out of the King's Speech.
Oh, yeah, that's in the news again.
Oh, God, did they forget to do that?
Yeah.
I wonder how that one didn't get slipped in. I wonder why it happened there. So we must talk about that. And also a very special quiz for you, Neil, involving one of the most important icons on the planet, who's released a book this week, which we must talk about.
Yes. Yes. I think I might know what you're talking about.
Go on. Say it first, letter of the name.
D.
Incorrect. I'm afraid we're going to have to take your house, your car, and those wonderful teeth that you've got in your mouth off you as a punishment. We'll get to more of that a bit later. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you at thisisndebs@gaydio. And if you're missing Jackie, she will be on the show later.
Fabulous Shapeshifters, Lola's theme on Gaydio. And there'll be here more tunes like that in about 45 minutes on Gaydio's anthems, of course.
It's a Lola theme for Lola people. This is ndebs@gaydio. Please email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk on Instagram, which Neil is in charge of. What's the Instagram bits, Neil?
This is ndebs.
There we are. Can we say good morning to Keith? Hello, Keith Owen. Says that this is ndebs on Twitter. If you used to call it X. Good morning, gorgeous lovelies. Sounding as fabulous as ever.
Oh, thanks,
what are you
Keith.
After, Keith?
Yeah.
Well, what are you after? Except for, do you want money? Because we will. We're willing to bribe for listeners.
The good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Our weekly look at one or two things that have been going on in the world. First of all, prominent conservative politicians and organisations say they will refuse to give up in the fight to implement a ban on the abusive practice of gay conversion therapy after the promised ban was not included in the King's Speech this week. The furore caused means that now a possibility there's a group of cross-party MPs could kind of like join forces in an attempt to introduce the ban by tabling amendments to the upcoming legislation and basically voting it through Parliament, whether they like it or not. So let's hope that happens.
So it doesn't... So, yeah, so we can make it happen?
Well, yes, because enough people are just like, had enough of it. We've had it up to here.
Yeah, we've had it up further up there, actually, to the roof.
Bit of a breakthrough this week. The Vatican has announced that transgender people can become godparents at baptisms in the Catholic Church. They'll also be allowed to be witnesses at religious weddings and receive baptism themselves. So it's a little bit of progression there from the Catholic Church. And finally, Dolly Parton has spoken out against newly passed laws in her home state of Tennessee, which discriminate against transgender people. The music legend says she doesn't judge and just wants to wants everyone to be treated well. Dolly was on The View in the States this week to promote her new album Rockstar and also her new book about her wardrobe, Dolly Parton Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones. Good, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Dolly explained how she happened upon her own unique style.
Well, even from my early days, I was one of those girls that wanted to wear tight clothes and makeup and big hair because I'd been influenced by the town tramp in our town, and I didn't know she was trash. I just thought she was beautiful because she had all the stuff I'd hoped to have when I grew up. So I just kind of had that picture in my mind of how I wanted to look. But I just always liked being colorful. I liked wearing makeup and being noticed, and I like to kind of show it off.
She is beautiful, Nia, and we can relate to her because we are girls that like to wear tight clothes, not because we want to show off our curves, but because we've put on so much weight and our clothes are fierce. So we've got a lot in common. Yeah, a lot in common. Still gonna be my
man. Anne-Marie, Shania Twain, Unhealthy on Gaydio.
You're still going to be my man. I've never loved anyone the way I loved you, Mr. Sexton. What film is that in, please?
It's the one with Thingy and Thingy, isn't it?
Jodie Foster.
That's right.
And Summersby.
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis being unhealthy, Neil, I can't start properly today's show without getting something off my 32 double Ds, Neil.
Right, yes.
Forgive me, Father, for I have food sinned.
Ah.
It's been a terrible week this week.
Right.
And I came back. May I share this with you, please? And share if you've been as gluttony and as me. I came back from yoga on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant session. She played Donna Summer. We did a lot of relaxation. And I thought, oh, I can't resist. It's calling me. It's calling me.
Yes.
What happens in our village on a Wednesday night?
Oh, is it the fish and chip van?
Fish and chip van. It's the fish and chip van. And I play chicken with myself. It's only there every second week. And I go, if it's there, I'm going to have fish and chips.
Oh,
if it's not,
yeah.
Well, I wasn't meant to have it. I wasn't meant to have it.
Yeah.
So I knew this was the week when it was there.
Mm.
Pulled up, Neil. My little heart was pounding.
Where's it park up?
It parks up outside the Londis. Parks up outside the Londis. And there's always a queue there. And you know when you start to feel yourself dribble? And you go,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's all the vinegar,
dogs.
Isn't it?
No, I don't have vinegar. That's for evil people who like Doctor Who. So I went up and I really flirt with a guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a South African guy and his girlfriend, who I believe is Spanish. And he goes, what can I get for you, young lady? And I thought, oh, I love it when he calls me young lady. Paint me like one of your French girls. And he says, medium cotton chips. And I said, yes, please.
Is this sort of vinegar? Well, you go quite a lot then.
I do go. It's my face on the van. And do you know what, Neil? I got home, switched on the repair shop, and my flirting did well because I had a whole fish and chips.
Yes.
And I'm going to have this for lunch today.
Huh?
What did he give me?
An extra...
He gave me an extra 4 bit of fish and some chips.
Are you lucky?
Oh, I know. I opened it up and he gives me a wink when he hands it over.
Yeah.
And I go, oh. So I'm afraid I have been...
he's a feeder, love. He's a feeder.
Yeah, and I love him for it, Neil, because I really am a bit...
Pig on pork.
I've been a right pig on pork this week, so... Sorry.
David Guetta on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning.
Eiffel 65 would be delighted they get a mention in David Guetta song.
There you go, yeah.
Weren't they?
Yeah.
In a blowing down. this is Ndebs at Gaydio. Got a quiz for you, Neil, please. Mm. And it's new with Vis-a-vis.
Divas are forever.
We've got two big divas on the show today. One of them is...
Neil and Debbie, please get ready for me, the Catherine Ellis, the diva that is.
Oh, it's a bit later on the show. Gird your loins, everyone. And the other one is a little quiz, Neil. Which diva am I talking about? She's released a book this week. Who is it?
Now, 61 years ago, a penniless singer entered a talent competition in New York, hoping to win a free meal. Her name was... Not only did she win, she went on to become one of the world's biggest stars.
Certainly has. She has sold more than 250 million albums. She's won 10 Golden Globes, a couple of Oscars as well. And now she's written an autobiography about her whole award-winning career.
Oh, hang on. I was going to go...
Corpus Christi Wang.
Celine Dion.
Oh, love. Oh, she won't like that. 61 years ago. Neil, she's not 61. Oh, Neil, I think you've just upset Celine Dion. No, it's not. It's one of the best sort of clips I've heard about... You'll kick yourself when I tell you it is. I'll do it next.
Oh, you tease.
But she's huge, and I never knew that she started her career trying to win a competition to eat. That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Little Mix. It's called Power on Gaydio. Oh, excuse me.
Neil, I'm just so moved by those lyrics. Motorbike. It's trending on Twitter, Neil, at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio. This has come in from people who they've paid the extra money to get the pink button where you can watch the show live.
Right.
And people are asking, Neil.
What if it's your hair?
You have had a haircut.
Have I? Oh, I suppose I have.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you were alluding to the spot. That's been giving me jip on the side of my head.
Neil, I wasn't going to mention that. I was going to be very, very polite. I thought that one of the meteors from up in space had landed somewhere near, but I think. But your hair, Neil, is the best it's looked in years. Have you got a new hairdresser?
No, I haven't. Second time. I've been there a few times on and off. It's a Turkish barber, but I don't think he understands what you ask for when you go in.
Neil, I've never met a hairdresser that does, but I am in the market for a new hairdresser because Edward Scissormouths. I'm leaving him. I'm leaving my hairdresser.
You're breaking
we must
up,
discuss
are you?
That later. Mm. I'm breaking up with him, and I can't go to the same town anymore.
No,
I can't go to Tame anymore because I'm not if I bump into him. I'm actually contemplating moving house. It's so awkward, the breakup conversation that you might have to have if I bump into him. But we'll get to that a bit later. But Neil, you look about 16 with that haircut.
Oh, bless you for that. Thank you.
Yeah. And with a spot. You look about 16.
It's perfect. Mum. Sugar Babes, Freak Like Me on Gaydio. Neil Libby here with our anthems on the way in 20 minutes from now.
Super dupes. About 10 minutes ago, Neil, I talked about a massive diva who's got a book out. She's got a memoir out.
Right.
And the BBC, so as they do, sucked all the fun out of a great interview, teasing it. So this is what I played you.
Now, 61 years ago, a penniless singer entered a talent competition in New York, hoping to win a free meal. Her name was...
Barbara Streisand. I got it now.
Wait, Neil, I've clipped it up.
Her name was Barbara Streisand.
There was a great interview that happened, and what I love about Barbara Streisand is she controlled the whole thing. The interviewer from the BBC was not in the same room. He did it on a screen.
Right.
Neil, her screen, if we have a Vaseline shortage this year, it went on the screen. But I learned quite a lot on it, and she was quite honest in it. And this was one of the things she said, and I never knew this.
And your father died when you were very young and your mother remarried, but after that, there wasn't a lot of warmth in the house, particularly from your stepfather.
I don't remember ever him talking to me, asking me any questions. How am I? How is school? Anything.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know what it was. I can't figure him out. I could never figure him out.
Isn't that sad?
That's weird.
Isn't that awful?
What a way to behave.
Yeah. I know. What an absolute git. But there's a lot more to it. And I want to play you this clip here because it's quite revealing about her own music. I've got some more bits from this interview, which is really good, including one of her first jobs, which was a real telltale of the route she was going down. She knew she was a star, Neil. She knew she was a star. But this is what she thinks about her own music.
There was one passage in the book that really interested me, where you said, you can't listen to music at home. Imagine, you know, people must be very surprised about that. Your life seems to revolve around music.
No, music is work to me, meaning after I make a record, which I love making records, but what I have to go through to get it out, you know, is listening to it, you know, mixing it. It's work. I mean, it takes time. So by the time it's over, I never want to hear it again. Until maybe 25 years later.
Isn't that mad? All those amazing hits. If I was her, Neil, I'd be playing them non-stop and going around, we've got nothing to be guilty of around the house. I'd listen 24/7.
But that's you, Debbie.
Yes. I do not have her talent or her money, actually. But,
or her nose.
Actually, I do.
Oliver and Jimmy Jules called Pushing on Gaydio's Anthems for Saturday.
There's some beautiful breaking music news to share with you, Neil. Three huge things have been announced this week.
Right.
One involves one of our favourite singers of all time. Another one includes...
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album. Amazing.
Amazing, Neil. And the other one is a very surprise role in Broadway for, an 80s icon who we know very, very well, Neil.
Oh.
One of our favourite singers.
Mal?
I'm just a scrubber.
So that's coming up. But right now, I'm off to Twitter, if I may, Neil.
Yes,
Zendaya. Debs@gadio.co.uk. This is from Paul Rodrigo. Paul, Funky London P, who this slipped by me last week, so I'm going to read it out now. I'm listening live for the first time in weeks. I've been catching up on the podcasts otherwise. Having you both live and direct is lovely. And then quite a few emoji and the one, like party hat and the what's that called?
Oh, yeah.
What's that thing called? What's that thing?
A blowy thing, isn't it?
Neil, don't go into a shop and ask for a blowy thing. Not again. Not again.
Nadia Ali with Starkiller. That's called Pressure.
Pressure.
Pressure. Yeah.
That's what you will be on in about 5 minutes' time, Neil, because it's freedom of choice and you pick the music. I've given you 3 songs this week and they're extra special, inspired by last week's show.
Oh, right.
I love, lickety love them. Mm. But right now, Neil, I've got some breaking news for you.
Lovely.
3 great bits of news.
Yes.
If you please, would you mind dropping the bed, Neil, and identify who this is? Oh, yeah. Irish Grace Jones.
Oh, right, okay.
Queen Rushing.
Yes, Rushing.
She will be on Lanker with Jules Nonet Collins tonight, 5 to 10.
Wow, great.
And she's going to be performing 2 songs from the new album. Super excited about that. And you know it's going to be so classy. Bit number 2, Neil. Mm-hmm. Darling Love. The wonderful Darling Love. She is Christmas.
Phil Spector fame.
Yeah,
Christmas album.
I didn't. It was horrible, actually.
It was horrible.
And also, if you've seen, is it 20 Feet to Stardom, that brilliant film?
Yeah.
50 Feet to Stardom or 20?
20, maybe 30. It's a bit of a difference.
Let's just say 15, split down the middle.
Yeah.
And you'll see all about how she was cleaning people's houses and
she heard her song. Yeah, yeah.
Her song was being played on the radio and they gave it out as a different name and it wasn't her.
I know, it's disgusting.
But she took control of it. And she's back on TV on 15th of December on The View, performing Christmas, in brackets, Baby Please Come Home. It's the 60th anniversary of that song.
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I'm not kidding, Nia. I wouldn't joke about that. It's Christmas. And she's hinted that it will be a duet with someone very, very special.
Ooh.
And do you know who everyone is saying it is?
One of the presenters on the show?
No.
Christmas Chris Pitcher-Curley?
No, not Chris Pitcher-Curley. Beautiful listener, Chris Pitcher-Curley. Lovely friend. No, it's someone else who's related to Christmas.
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album?
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Cher. Wow.
Yeah. So, contain your underwhelming.
No, I'm...
And you excited about that?
Tell your face.
And the last bit of fabulous news, Lisa sent me a photo of a certain boy, George, on a plane to Broadway.
Right.
And do you know what he's doing there?
Sweeping. Is he doing some more sweeping?
You have to practice. You're not very good, are you?
Oh, Neil, that's not... No, it's not sweeping. He's not doing that. He's going to be starring in the New York version of Moulin Rouge, playing Zidler.
Oh,
my little war boy! Which usually means he'll bring it over here, because they always bring them over here.
Isn't that the ringmaster guy? Is that the...
It's the really tubby one that really fancies Nicole Kidman. No, Neil, in the film. And we might hear classics like this.
Yes. I had 2 bananas.
I had 2 bananas today. I can't wait to see him in that.
That's brilliant.
Do you think we'll get an invite as a friend of his?
No. Soul Searcher on Gadio, and Endebby here, and you can follow us on Instagram, and we are This Is Endebs. Thank you very much for all the likes. Kev Smith, Scottish Marty, Malvent, Andres, Wayne, Jonathan William, Mr. Ooh. Freebs, and Miss Ruby as well. Thank you very much for liking our podcast photo on there.
I'm sorry, Neil. What was that? Miss Ruby?
Miss Ruby, yeah.
Oh, I want to know more. I want to know more about everyone, please. But what, Miss Ruby? What do you do?
Yeah,
are you
say?
A...
Divas are forever.
Interview with Catherine Ellis. Well, I hope she answers the phone. She's very busy on a Saturday.
I know,
hope she's there. But right now, Neil, I'm so excited about this. It's your turn to pick a freedom of choice. And there's a theme for this week's. Oh, right. Should we delve straight in?
Let's go.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
weekly deep dive into the archive, where we play three clips from three tracks from the archive. We then have half an hour to decide which of these songs we're going to get to hear in full. It's only one mind, of course, and this time the roles are reversed, aren't they? Because I'm going to get to choose, I believe.
Yes, so, if you keep it together, yes, you get to choose music, Neil. And based on last week, we played a... was sent the Spice Girl, and then we had quite a ravishing, raving, fuming argument on air about which was the best ever solo single by Spice Girl.
Mm.
And, well, a little clue for you this week.
There we go, round the Jerry Horner.
Should we kick off your choice with number one?
Oh.
Good looking, bad tasting.
Oh, that was her first solo song, wasn't it? Jerry.
Yeah, look at me. I, honestly, last week, love, I was so obsessed about solo Spice Girls singles, and I thought, how have we not mentioned that?
Yeah.
How have we not mentioned that? So that's a good one.
Yeah.
What about this one?
Posh Spice, that was her big solo tune. That was post Spice Girls, big thing, wasn't
it? I really love that with Dane Bowers.
Yeah.
And she's in a car, Neil, and it's
that's
like
right.
really space. Like, it's Elon Musk's. Yeah. Basically, it's an Elon Musk car from like 10 years ago.
I remember
really
the big on CD
song.
UK doing that.
Oh, my God. So, choice number three, Neil. Which Spice Girl will it be? Because we've still got Emma B, we've still got Mel B, and we've still got Sporty Spice.
It's going to have to be Sporty Spice, isn't it?
Come on!
I turn to you. Brilliant. I love
Spice
that.
World. It's the Spice Girls solo special for Freedom of Choice. All of those are really good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Look.
Really good.
And I like how she's not flat in that. Look at me. They're all fab for their own different reasons.
Yeah.
But, Neil, I don't stick to the rules, so you can have all three if you like. You can have a different one if you want. I hate rules, so
That's
this week's Freedom of Choice. You've got about half an hour and you can do what you want, really.
I'm not going to make my mind up yet. I'm going to have a ponder.
Oh, gosh. Are you on the edge of your seat too?
Dr. Funk on Gaydio's Anthems. Neil and Debbie here. Plenty more on the way for you, including some John Newman very soon.
Dr. Funk, Neil, might be needed because I'm afraid JR, who's listening and has tweeted at This Is Indebs, he had COVID last week, love.
Oh, no,
and
sorry.
Sorry, I fell asleep while listening to you both. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't like the sound of this, JR, at all.
No.
I have just tested negative today.
Oh, good.
I'm feeling slightly better this week. I could do with a new body. Well, there's quite the cue for that. To all the infected not caring who they hug and touch, you can all do one.
Oh, dear.
That's one hell of a COVID experience. There's a lot of people. There was a selfish cow in my yoga class who was coughing over her shoulder in my direction.
Gross.
I was like... can we just say this? If you're coughing, you're not feeling well, can you not go to a gym class, please?
Yeah.
And don't infect my friend JR. All right? So stay at home, you selfish sods, but have a lovely week.
Armin van Helden, my anthems.
Oh, do you know what, Neil? I forgot to mention that. My, I'm just doing that fan. You know that imaginary fan?
Southern.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Southern
I'm not a man like you. At least when I went to see a musical last week, the hook. No, impromptu. And do you know what it was?
What?
It was cool. I've got brain fog. It's really good. And it features the music... Nice work if you can get it. If you can get it. Crazy for you. It's crazy for you.
Oh, crazy for you, yeah.
Crazy for you.
Is it the Barbican?
No, it wasn't at the Barbican. It was another theatre. And it was fabulous. We had such low expectations.
Really? No, it's a classic musical.
I didn't realise that. I didn't realise it was all Gershwin.
Yes.
Oh, it was really good. So they did a couple of songs.
Gershwin, was it?
It was 100% Gershwin. And they did some amazing songs.
Right.
Like, I Got Rhythm. And I absolutely loved it. I thought, do you know what? Theatre is on fire at the moment. There are so many great things. I still really want to go and see Jake Shears in his musical, Cabaret. But because I just played that, Neil, you know what I've got to play, don't you? Oh, this is the best intro and one of the most cleverest songs ever written. I love Donna Summer so much.
I know, me too.
Ready? Join in, everyone. Do some exercises. Woo!
Snack-sercise!
This is it.
I want to have dinner with Gershwin.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
I want to watch Rembrandt's Sketch.
What do you want to do, Neil?
I want to talk theory with Curie. Impossible, I guess.
Basically, it was just an excuse to mention Gershwin and play that, if I'm very honest. But it was a good musical.
Yeah, great. I love it. Super remix that Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams are made of this. That's the Steve Angelo remix on Gaydia's Anthems. Neil and Debbie here.
Oh my God, you know who Annie Lennox is, don't you?
Well, she's one of Lisa's. One half of the Eurythmics.
Yeah, she's brilliant. She's one of my favourite singers in the world. She's got the same birthday as Jesus. Neil, Linda is one of Australian Lisa's best friends.
Right.
And when we went over to Australia, she let this drop.
Annie Lennox, you bite. Okay, all right. My name is Linda, and unfortunately, during the 80s, I was subjected to some terrible music, and unfortunately, at that point in my life, I thought Annie Lennox sucked.
How on earth can you think Annie Lennox sucks?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's appalling.
Yeah, I know.
That's like the story about the guy who, we talked about her earlier on, Barbara Streisand, who was really, any time he heard anybody mention Barbara Streisand, oh, I can't, it's for the gays. He was gay himself, but it's like, old gay thing. And then one day, his mum made him sit down to watch, I think it was Yentl. She said, I'll do anything for your birthday, mum. She said, I'd like to watch Yentl. I said, oh, okay, we'll watch Yentl. And he watched that film and just absolutely fell in love with her and then realised, oh my, what an idiot I was. She's brilliant.
Neil, this it's your own prejudice, isn't it, that you've got against something for no reason. Do you know, that's so amazing you say that, because she is so talented, Barbara Streisand, and I've got a story about her first breaking into films.
Oh, really?
And do you know what? She was bullied by somebody on the set of Funny Girl who fancied her, and she turned him down, the lead star, and then he made her life hell.
Oh, no.
And she won awards, everything. She was incredible in that film.
Yeah.
And he tried to make her life hell. Well, where's he now?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know where he is, so I better Google it before we get into trouble.
Dead, actually,
freedom of choice, yeah. Okay, he's dead.
Are you going to play that clip before we go into Freedom of Choice that you couldn't play earlier on?
This one didn't make it onto Freedom of Choice, but it very nearly did. It's my favourite Mel B song, a solo song. It's this one.
I'm the M to the ELB, you know me. I'm the MISSY to the E. And I got many flows from overseas. Well, how can you beep beep with no key?
Didn't really stand the test of time, did it?
No, I was going to say, what a shame that didn't make the final grade.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
weekly deep dive into the archive with roles reversed this week. Debbie compiled the clips, which I have had half an hour to sort of think and ponder over, and I'm now going to choose one of those ones. It was Spice Girls solo songs this week.
I was so moved by Mel B, and I turned to you last week that I thought, do you know what? We should celebrate them. And I love all the songs in there. So this is the moment you've been waiting for.
Yeah, well, give us the choices you gave us. Just remind us.
Well, it was Look at Me, Jerry. Mm. It was You're Out of Your Mind by True Steppers and, Out of Your Mind. And Posh Beckham.
Posh Spice. What?
Bisbrin. And the third one was Mel. Oh, forget
it. I'm going for choice number one, thank you. Oh, it's so good to hear that again. Jerry Halliwell on Gadio's Anthems. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
There we go. Round the Jerry Horner.
I love that song. I've always loved Jerry. And I love Reese. She's one of the very few books I've read. It was. I think it was called Look at Me or All About Me.
Mm.
And every single page... On day one, Jerry invented the earth.
Yeah.
On page two, she put the Spice Girls together. It was her idea. Page three, it was her idea to do Wannabe and walk down those stairs. I mean, it's just she was involved. She was responsible for everything. And yeah. I quite like that.
And funny, you should play Miriam Margolyes there because she's coming up on the show after the news. Have we got time for her?
Well, Neil, I don't know whether we have because... Oh, who's this?
Neil and Debbie. Please get ready for me, the Catherine Ellis, the diva that is.
The diva that is. We should, well, hopefully be catching up with her shortly too.
What is that? Random Nigella clips at midday.
Deep pleasure awaits.
This is my selfish solo treat.
That's the nuts shot.
Mmm, lovely.
Nathan Dorr on Gadio. Those are sweet lies. This is Neil and Debbie here. And if you want to look back on the iPlayer to Graham Norton's show last week, not last night, the one before, Miriam Margolyes is on. Always good value for money is Miriam.
Hang on a minute. Liz was talking about this. She was on with someone really huge, wasn't she?
Yeah, Boy George.
Shut their front.
I'm just a scrubber.
No! I'm definitely watching this.
It's worth watching back. She was on Being Brilliant, as always. She said a really brilliant thing, talking about sort of being open about everybody and about how she approaches the sort of trans issue.
I was very keen on grammar. And so when people started talking about pronouns and that they wanted them and not he, she... I thought, what are they talking about? It's clear, it's grammar, it's the structure of language. But I met a wonderful actress in Australia, Zoe Tarakis, do you know? Oh, I mean, yeah. She's a brilliant actress. Yeah. And she's trans, and she had a discussion with me about it. And she said, what does it matter to you if you can make somebody happy by calling them they instead of he or she? Why not do it? And I thought, that's right. It doesn't matter about grammar. If you can make someone happy and give them a sense of themselves, then do it.
Brilliant, isn't she? I really...
Just some one person happy.
That's beautiful.
And also, they got onto the subject and they showed that brilliant photograph of when she was in Vogue magazine and they did the photo shoot with the iced buns where she's completely topless behind some buns, a la Calendar Girls. And little comment from Miriam about that as well.
And they bought a lot of Greg's buns and put them in front of my nipples and nearly covered them. But I'm
frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop, but my heart goes... Joel Corey, Head and Heart on KDO.
Yeah, and knees and toes, and eyes and ears. At this is ndebs at KDO, email ndebs@kdo.co.uk. Neil, who was it last week that contacted you with a request for us to help them with an awkward conversation?
That was Alex. That was Alex. He was making a marriage proposal, in fact.
To who is Alex's hopefully now fiance? Who's that?
His had the very funny long name, didn't he? Misha.
Very funny
Hubertus,
long name.
Hubertina Van
Neil,
Abel.
Very funny long name. I think you should say sorry for that.
Well, it is a Hubertus Hubertina. Come on.
Sorry, Neil. I think that's a beautiful exotic name. Neil, apology accepted.
Sorry, Misha.
It's a lovely made name. Yes, it made me think of a new feature because I said we should do Awkward Corner where you ask us to do things for you that, you know, you go, oh, I don't want to do that. Can you do that?
Right, yeah.
And then I suddenly thought, no, we've got a feature here. We've got a feature here. And this is my thoughts.
Hello, madam. How can
Neil and Debbie help you?
And anything that we can do on air...
You can do better.
No, no. like that marriage proposal, or maybe if you've got, you know, crappy neighbours that you want to really give a message to.
Right, yeah.
Or anything, really.
Yeah.
You want to quit your job, and we can do that for you.
Put the word out, can't we?
Your mate has borrowed 10 quid from you, and that was about 5 years ago,
and
you're really
back.
Hacked off.
Yeah.
You want to dump your hairdresser.
Right, yeah.
Give it to us. And we will do the heavy work. We'll do the heavy lifting.
That's right.
It could be something nice, and then I've got this sort of whole music that can go with it, Neil, and you can leave your message and, you know, do nice ones. If it's a horrible one, Neil, we can have... And I made a second jingle. Do you want to hear that?
Oh, yeah, go on. Yeah.
Hello, madam. How can
Neil and Debbie help you?
Please record your message.
I had some spare time in the week.
I know, you did, didn't you? Yeah. Have we actually got a phone for people to call?
No, because we've just kicked this feature off this week. So this is Ndebs. Or probably email this one. What's the email address now?
Ndebs@gadio.co.uk.
Right. Just play a song now. I'm going to sit and watch the inbox right now and see the emails flooding in. All right. So just play a song now. I've got work to do, like looking at a dog.
These are Gaydio's anthems. It's Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio.
Diva alert! Diva alert! Whatever you are doing, stop it now! Neil, have you got the red carpet ready?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. Would you like to put, bowing down and not looking you in the eyes, would you like to step onto our radio carpet, please? Miss Catherine Ellis!
Woo! Yes, hello, thank you. Nice that you've got the Hartley's jam and the scones and the gin ready for me.
No expense spared for you. And do you know, first of all, it's beautiful to catch up, because we haven't had a catch up properly on the radio since COVID times.
No, well, it has taken me a while to forgive Neil for leaving me out of his diva.
Yeah,
not that you hold any grudges.
Yeah.
Neil, I wouldn't actually stoke that pot at the moment, because it's still quite fresh. But the wonderful Mrs. Catherine Ellis, you are full of surprises. If you're not making absolute banging bangers with the Freemasons and with Rough Drivers, or winning sort of awards for Gravity, you've thrown quite the curveball at us. Can you tell us what your latest project is, please?
Well, yes. In my dotage, I've decided to form a rock band. And it's a rock band that only plays the ABBA catalogue.
Wow. Oh my God!
And what's the name of the band?
It's called Dancing Scream.
Come on.
Brilliant.
I mean, we could just send this now and we're all sort of, we're in. Yeah. My name's Deborah Mead and I'm in. But can you tell us about this? Because it's something very special is happening next Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, next Thursday at the Fighting Cock, real name, in Kingston, we are doing a gig. The band, there's five of us, there's no keyboards, there's no backing vocals. It's me, Thunderlungs, on lead vocals. And on lead guitar, Fruit of My Loins, Brog of the Diva himself, Gulliver Ellis.
Wow.
See, I'm sorry, Madonna, your kids come on for one sort of one song. He's doing the whole gig, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's talented enough to actually do that.
Oh, there we have it. That has come from the diva's mouth herself.
Have you been practicing your rock pout?
I don't need to. It's already there. I'm just able to. It just now makes sense, basically. People have now realised what that face was that I've been pulling all that time. It's like, it's a rock pout.
Why are ABBA so bloody great?
I don't know. They're just incredible songs. They just translate so easily and so well into the rock format. It's just like a dream to work with them.
Are you going to be there in person, or are you going to send your Catherine Ellis avatar to be on stage?
Well, I might send both. I sort of send a younger, slimmer, more, you know, physically energetic version of me via my, you know, avatar, and then me now. So it'd be Catherine Ellis then. Catherine Ellis, if she'd had the idea in her 20s, and Catherine Ellis now.
Oh,
now and then. Very topical. Now.
Oh, very good. Yeah. This is the best news ever. Excuse me, Screaming Queens, with the diva, Catherine Ellis. No one can hear my prayer.
Eyes are forever.
Squeezing in a bit of Madonna there. Hung up. Neil Libby here.
Well, maybe you sound like you're milking a cow. Squeezing a bit of Madonna. Oh, I don't think she'll like that at all. And vis-a-vis.
Oh! Madonna, Madonna, Madonna.
You know where she's playing tomorrow night, don't you?
No, where?
Paris. Ah. Paris. And then on Wednesday, Cologne, and Thursday, Milan. It's going to be such a good gig.
Last week you gave me my new favourite clip of the show when we were talking about whether she's going to play Glastonbury or not.
Madonna won't lower herself at Glastonbury. Right. No way.
I'm going to clip this so that when she does, I'm going to play it.
She will, Madonna, trust me, never, ever play Glastonbury. There's more chance of me growing horns out of my...
What are you, little ass?
I'm counting down the days, love, till she does. Disclosure, F for you on Gay Dear.
Well... there's another F for someone else, Neil. I'm furious at the fact that gay conversion therapy was mentioned in the King's Speech.
No.
I mean, how many more times? Yes, we'll get that done. Oh, no, sorry. No, so we've got to mention that. We'll take it out again. Oh, put it back in. We'll take it out again. What are they faffing about with talking of Fs? And it got me really annoyed, Neil, because... last week, Richie and friends were celebrating Alan Turing and holding their AI conference at Bletchley, and yet he was the victim of conversion therapy of a kind, even more extreme. That he was, his punishment, Alan Turing, was he could either go to prison or have chemical castration because it was illegal to be gay. And I'm really hacked off that they celebrated it at Bletchley and I really like him now. But yet they won't pass conversion therapy.
His actions, they believe, reduced the length of the Second World War by 2 years. So all those lives, as a result, were saved. God. Millions of lives.
Well, hurry up and ban conversion therapy, because I'm going to play you this. Benedict Cumberbatch, you know, he did the Enigma machine. He starred in that. And he read a letter that Alan Turing wrote to a fellow mathematician. And his name was Norman Routledge. And he wrote it in the same year he sort of had to confess to lewd behaviour. And he was charged for gross indecency. And he took his own life after that castration. And I'm so angry on his behalf. This is a letter he wrote a day before the news came out. This is Benedict Cumberbatch reading a letter.
That's right.
No, I'm so sorry. No. That's not the letter. That is not.
Okay.
Well done. Slightly taken. Seriousness of it all. So, Neil, here is the letter.
Right.
Here's the letter, and it was.
It's not working, is it? It's probably just as well.
I'll come back to it in a minute.
It's too funny. It's my favourite moment. One of my absolute favourite moments of the show ever. That. Well done. Great. Well done, team. Australian Lisa, hopefully with us for a little report from her very soon. It's Neil and Libby here. Yeah. Have you managed to get yourself back together after losing over a serious moment on the show just then?
It was a very serious moment, actually, and I played an Alan Carr clip instead.
Slightly inappropriate. We're leading
instead
into
of this really moving Alan Turing clip.
Yes, that's right.
That is a letter, so let's get serious.
Hang on. I need to get this. Oh, hello, Radio 4. Yeah, she won't be bothering to apply. No, thanks, bye. Sorry, anyway, back to Alan Turing.
Yeah, I mean, Neil, I do want to play this, but I just feel, you know, I'm just embarrassed. I can play it, but it just seems wrong.
I think you should. Yes, yeah. You're very upset. Anyway, and we're going to hear this letter that was...
It is actually a really moving letter, and it's one read out. It was a series called...
It's Benedict Cumberbatch, isn't it? And it was written, a letter at the time, after very tragically the life was lost because of the actions of the government, basically, of Alan Turing.
My dear Norman,
I am not at present in a state in which I am able to concentrate well, for reasons explained in the next paragraph. I have now got myself into the kind of trouble that I have always considered to be quite a possibility for me, though I have usually rated it at about 10-1 against. I shall shortly be pleading guilty to a charge of sexual offences with a young man. The story of how it all came to be found out is a long and fascinating one, which I shall have to make into a short story one day, but haven't the time to tell you now. No doubt I shall emerge from it all a different man, but quite who I've not found out. I'm afraid that the following syllogism may be used by some in the future. Turing believes machines can think. Turing lies with men. Therefore, machines do not think. Yours in distress, Alan.
Isn't that awful, love?
Wow,
isn't
it awful? It is.
And 2 years later, he took his own life.
Yeah.
He was 41.
I know. That's a terrible
Come
waste.
On, government, will you please ban conversion therapy? Stop mucking about. Do it now.
Anthony Murphy will be moving amongst us very soon on Gadio with his little requests.
This is my don't tell the others. It's one of my favourite shows on this station. It's so much fun and it's beautiful. So yeah, think about what you want to hear. Anything at all, he'll play you the Pink Panther theme if you want
to. Yeah, I love that. Yeah,
some Jay McDonald. Yeah. You know, some Divine. You played Divine the other
Brilliant.
Week.
That was yeah. Right. Yeah.
Take it like a man. No, hang on. You're what? A man, not a boy. That one is really good.
But in the meantime. Yes, it's Australian Lisa time. She has filed one of her fabulous reports. Come in, Lisa. Hello.
Hello, Neil. Hello. Debbie. Hello, Alex. Oh, yeah. Well, we're on our way, Debbie. Where are you? I do believe that you should be finishing your show so that you can come and pick us up.
Oh, right.
And we can go for a fabulous dinner in the countryside and do some walking.
Lovely.
It's been quite the week because have you seen that? Kylie has been in Vegas.
Yes, that's right.
The show
yes.
looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever afford a ticket, though.
No.
And obviously, I'm still carrying on with the Madonna obsession, which is frustrating, Debbie, because I'm telling Debbie facts about Madonna. And I thought that she knew all of them. So I'm slowly becoming a Madonna super fan as well.
Oh.
Anyway, I hope you have an amazing show. Of course you will. And we're on our way to the countryside again, twice in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Bye. Love you, miss you, mean it.
Oh,
she only comes up once a year, to be honest with you, but she's coming up because actually I have got, Neil, you might have to just put a long song on because I've got to go and pick them up from Goring Station. It's her and her best friend, Porn, and his boyfriend, Ricardo. And no, I haven't finished cleaning the house. So
dear.
If you could put on Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, I'd really appreciate that. Gets a little messy in heaven.
That's it for another show. We'll be back here same time, same place next week from 10 on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here.
Merci beaucoup to the beautiful diva, Catherine Ellis. I'm off to see you on Thursday in Kingston in the cock. The fighting cock. Have a lovely weekend. And Anthony is up next. Thank Lord.
They're gay.
G-G-O. Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, love. Podcast Extra Bits here. And, well, it's us, isn't it? I am so embarrassed about that inappropriate faux pas during the show, Neil.
It's too funny.
I mixed up my Allens. I mean, it's not like they're similar, is it?
No.
Alan Carr. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then the mathematician genius that is Alan Turing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, what's that word? Do you remember in a time in your life where you just can't? You know it's inappropriate, but you just can't.
Normally at a funeral or something like that,
isn't it?
Usually,
isn't it?
Where you, and it was, or in school, like assembly or something.
and you've got to be quiet, yeah. and you know that you can't, and you hold your nose. What's the, there needs to be like a term, like the Germans have for Schadenfreude, but for that suppressed laughing that you know it's the wrong time.
Yes, yeah.
But you just go, but if you
which
hold
makes
your nose,
it funnier. That's what makes it funnier, yes. isn't it? Yeah.
But you know when like, you hold your nose and you go, which makes it even more obvious. Do you remember, what's the last time you've done that? Well, I did it today, but when was the last time you've really laughed in a totally inappropriate?
I can't remember now. It would have. It probably was. I think it was at someone's funeral. With
funeral.
My brother and we got the giggles. Something or another.
Oh no! Did you? Was it,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just can't. Just can't.
It's normally, you know, you'll be in a situation like somebody breaks wind or something like that, and it just sets everyone off.
Funeral.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh gosh.
Just be like. And, it's even worse because it'd be like sort of one of the elderly aunts or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I remember once, Neil, when I was like a teenager, I had my first job at 13 selling penny chews and porn in the local newsagents. It'll be in the book. And there was a woman that used to come in and she looked like some sort of turkey. She was a really like funny, fusty old lady. And like she'd walked out of the 1920s, like with a muff. And she just used to saunter in. I'm like, oh God, it's her. Can I pay my paper bill, please? And I said, yes, madam. And I knew it was happening. I couldn't stop it. I said, can I ask what your name is? And she went, Mrs. Pugh.
And it just set you off.
it was the seriousness in which she said it. Mrs. Pugh! tears were coming. I mean, I can remember this like it was yesterday. And I was like 14.
So funny.
Tears were coming down my eyes, and I just had to rip out a paper bill and go, £12. How would you like to pay for that, Mrs. Pugh? Oh, God. Laughter's really weird. Are we the only animal or mammal that laughs? Oh, this is a hyena, but that's they don't go.
Yeah.
Do you think animals go?
Yeah.
Do you think they do? Because dogs like wag their tail and you know they're feeling emotion, but do they actually laugh?
Do they find things funny? Yeah.
Yeah, do they find things funny?
It's quite unique to being human, isn't it?
Although, yeah.
It's also quite unique to some humans who don't find anything funny.
Find it funny.
It? You know.
I remember
one or two of those in the government at the moment.
Yeah, there are. Oh, my God. Don't even talk about that. But, you know, beautiful. This is Pixie, but I had a gorgeous Labrador called Daisy, and she used to really make me laugh.
Mm.
And we were walking around Brandon Palace where I used to live next door to Brandon Palace, and there was a pond at the bottom. And it was totally iced over.
Mm.
It wasn't a thick pond. It was like a tiny, thin one where it was like waterlogged on a bit of thing. And she raced down. She's always running. And she hit the ice pond and ice skated like Todd Carty. And she couldn't stop. And she sort of looked at me. And then I was with my friend Ruth and we just laughed so much because it was Dancing Dogs on Ice. And she looked at me and she, if a Labrador could have gone red, she went red. She's like really embarrassed. I thought, oh my God, she can feel like embarrassed.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Wonder where the dog goes. Oh, I blushed. Did you see me blush under this fur? Do you reckon they do? Because they definitely look like embarrassed sometimes when you go, what have you done?
Well, yeah, because they do. Like, they know they've been in trouble and they look sort of like
that.
Yeah.
Like Lady Di. Down the car. Oh my God, look down. They do that, don't they?
Yeah,
so, yeah,
totally.
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
But I wonder whether they laugh. If we, you know, I want to know, does anyone know if an animal can laugh? Has the capacity to laugh?
Yeah. Well, you'd need to find one, first of all, that can tell a joke, wouldn't you?
Well, that's easy, love, isn't it? That's easy, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I was hoping a punchline comes right. Jasper Parrot, there you go. Oh.
Neil and Debbie.